Easter Sunday morning, and I'm just about to take my wife up to our local church. She is in the St. Vincent de Paul Society, and they donate their, you know, those little Cadbury's cream eggs. They donate them to all the kids at the Easter services. So we were up last night on the Saturday evening vigil service, and came to the back of the church at the end of the service to hand out the eggs, and it's amazing the number of adults that want an egg as well. So we are going back up now for the end of the 9 o'clock Sunday morning service, and then we may go back up for the end of the 10:30 service, which will be about 12 o'clock, or we may bail and head over to the Fife Coast. We're going there anyway today, so the sun's kind of out, it's not too great, but at least it ain't raining or snowing on Easter Sunday. So we'll see how it goes. Just got back from distributing those little cream eggs at the end of the Easter services, and I'll tell you something, it's the same every year. The number of adults of all ages, and the worst are the old age pensioners, who want a cream egg. I mean, some of them actually snatch one while they think you're not looking. And it's shocking. These are for the kids, and these adults all want a cream egg. I can never get over it. Every year, you know exactly what's going to happen. We're standing at the back of the chapel with these baskets of little cream eggs, and we get swamped with adults. We've actually to push the adults to the side to get to the kids who are actually walking past. It's madness. They're greedy. Grow up. Still, I suppose we're all kids that never really grow up, do we? And we'd all take something like a little cream egg when it's going for free. It always amuses me. Oh, dear. Big kids. Well, we're just getting ready now to head off to the Fife Coast for a little jaunt in the car. It's a favourite visiting place of ours, and it's just to get out the house for 4 or 5 hours. It's a nice place to go, lovely beaches and proms. Spend some time walking and talking. And this is Easter Sunday, and really, you know, we should be with family. My mother, will be at my sister's, as she usually is for any occasions. Basically, that's all down to circumstances, which at poignant times of the year, for example, Christmas, Easter, I often wish that things were different than what they are. I won't go into details, but there's a breach, and I need to mend the breach. I didn't cause it, but I need to mend it. So that was something that had to be done, and I think it's always great when I hear people talking about the families coming round, or they're going round the family. But then we've had to do so much, my wife, myself, on our own throughout all our married life. We've been totally independent of everyone else. We've always had to sort things out ourselves and do it. We've had family around about us, but we were two stubborn people who never asked for help, and so never got any help. And we've got where we are in life, and we're perfectly happy where we are in life. We have a very good life. And it's just sometimes sad that family members are not around at times of the year like this. And our sister, who she's very close to, has gone off to Blackpool for the weekend with her husband, and they actually love going down there, as do we, but they go quite regular, so she'll be back this evening, and I'm quite sure that there'll be some kind of visit later in the evening, one way or another, and may actually get a sticky Blackpool rock brought back for me. So Easter is a great time. It's a lovely time to be with your own family, even if you haven't got extended family, or even if it's just your husband, wife, partner, whatever. It's just, to me, it's a great time. Being a Christian, it's a great time to be together. But I'm sorry that I have a breach in my life, and I'm quite sure that there are many people out there that have similar circumstances and wish that it were not so. So, if I could just say, if you are in a similar circumstance to myself, with a breach in family relations that you sincerely wished could be mended and fixed forevermore, then I hope that you can get that done. I hope you can get the repair done, even if it's not your fault. If you can be the peacemaker, you'll be a better person than anybody else. But not for the satisfaction of being that better person. You'll be the better person simply because you took control and you fixed it. And I'm hoping that, because that's my nature, I'm a peacemaker. And I've fixed many... I fixed many breaches over the years with not just my family but other people and their families. And so I have to fix my own, and I hope you can see the opportunity to fix things your end. And if you haven't any breaches in your family, if all is hunky-dory wherever you are, then I think you can consider yourself very, very fortunate in life, and I wish you well in that, because that is not easy nowadays. So, won't dwell on this mournful subject anymore. It is Easter Sunday. We should be happy and cheery, and that's exactly what I'm going to be for the next few hours while we go run about through the country lanes and walk along beaches and proms and soak in the ozone. And I'll maybe have a pint of real ale while I'm out. I'll see. I don't really care. As long as I get away for a little bit, great. Basically, we spend our whole life going little joints in the car. We just get past about a few days and say, okay, it's time to get away somewhere. I don't care where, just go. So, we're going, and I hope you have a great day. And I hope you have a fantastic day. Bye for now. Well, it's not bye for now, because I'll extend this one. So, bye for now, for the moment. See you later. Well, we're over in Kirkcaldy just now, and just come up the Kirk Wynd, as it's called, to the, it's a Wetherspoons chain bar called Lloyd's Bar. It was an old bank, and it's a beautiful area here, the old Kirk just up the road, about 20 metres up the road. Fine, thanks.
Sorry?
Line's fine. Thanks. Aye. And it's a beautiful old building, character, tiled turrets and towers, absolutely beautiful, and I love the metal spire. But this is a popular pub, and we've been here before, so I'm going to enjoy real ale. I'm having IPA from Burngate, and my wife is having a cola. Well, I've just come back from Concordia, back to a lovely little place called Pumburn Island, and just parked the car, and I've popped back to the Lynx Fish and Chips shop, and I'm going to pick up some good old Scottish haddock chips, fish and chips, for me and the missus. And we'll pop round to the point and sit looking over the water back across the Forth to the Edinburgh side and enjoy our tea. Quite piggish now. Well, having consumed a stupendous fish supper from famous little chip shop in Burnt Island. It's the only place we go. There are three or four, but this is the best. It's the bee's knees, it's the dog's watsons. And we drove round to the point where you overlook Burnt Island Harbour. It's not a harbour actually, it's Burnt Island Bay. towards Kinghorn and Pettaker. And you're looking back across to Inchcolm Island and to the coastline of Edinburgh, basically. And the dive bunker, which is just literally 100 metres from where we are, who organised the dives, because the force at this point is very popular for divers to come and train and to go out to some wrecks that are there. They came down with their very large dinghy. I think it can take about 20, 30 people, and it was really, really big. And they came down, and we were actually parked in front of the ramp that pours their dinghy down into the water. So we were sat and enjoyed our fish supper while we watched the divers getting on board and off at high power with twin turbo Yamaha engines at warp speed, Scotty. So it was very nice. And now I'm just I've come out to enjoy a bit of fresh air and settle my fish supper before we head home for hopefully a relaxing evening. But we have someone to visit who has a friend of Mary's, my wife, who has been very sick. We're going to drop in and see Dame soon. So I will catch you up later. Well, here's me catching up later, much later, at about 9:15 a.m. on Monday morning. What happened to the rest of Easter Sunday, you may ask? Well, we were driving back from Burnt Island and I could feel myself getting quite weary for some reason. And by the time we had crossed back over the Forth Road Bridge and headed back the route we take over the hills back to our town, I was getting so tired, I was actually literally falling asleep at the wheel, and I couldn't understand this. And I'll be perfectly honest, by the time we were 2 or 3 miles from home, which is at the highest point of the hills, I mean, we're looking west, right over the central belt, way out towards Glasgow and the far west. It's beautiful scenery up there. There's a little car park that you can stop and take in the scenery. By the time I got to there, I was literally falling asleep. And I couldn't say to my wife, but I held on. I knew by the time I got into the town that the traffic would break me up a bit. Anyway, we visited our sick friend who's back home, who was supposed to be in for an overnight and ended up 4 nights with an operation on his nose because of vicious nosebleeds. But the guy's on warfarin and aspirin, so they couldn't stem it. So he was kept in all week. But he's back and he's just to watch things. But anyway, we stayed for about 30, 40 minutes and chatted or blethered. And then we came home, and that was when a brick wall just hit me completely. And I was falling asleep in the chair. I couldn't understand this. I felt great all day. And I didn't even, for the rest of the evening, and I was sleeping, believe me, because we were watching The Frozen Planet with Sir David Attenborough, and I was actually making statements to my wife in my sleep, and she would say, "What are you talking about?" And it was basically because I was speaking out loud, sleeping, and she thought I was referring to The Frozen Planet, which was totally irrelevant, and I think she twigged then that I was shattered. I was so shattered last night that I just couldn't even. I didn't even bother going near my study. The computer was never on the whole night, the whole evening. I never brought my little netbook in to sit in my lap as I usually do, and I never even bothered Twitter last night. I I had my phone by me, but I would look occasionally into Twitter and then just turn it back over. I couldn't focus. I couldn't do anything. And I went to my bed at 10 o'clock after about 3 cups of tea to keep me wakened up. And I went to my bed at 10 o'clock last night and I just went into a coma. I got up this morning at the usual time at 7, but I don't know whether I'm going down with something, or I don't know whether it's all the lack of sleep, all the sleepless nights that I have, has finally caught up with me. And why it caught up at that particular moment, I don't know. But it really hit home last night. I was actually so tired. I could hardly keep my eyelids open. And that, we're talking about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, in broad daylight, and it was terrible. I felt absolutely shattered. So I'm up this morning. I've had a good shower, a long shower. I think I was in there about 30 minutes. My wife came in to see if I was okay. And basically, I was just trying to revitalise myself. And I'm not right. I'm definitely not correct this morning. My head feels very heavy. And I'm not sure, because when I was through on Saturday to my daughter's event, her fiancé had a very bad cold. He'd explained to me he had picked it up the week before and saw his law, it would come out in them when they were off for the long week, Easter weekend off work. And I don't know whether I picked something up off him or it was just a combination of everything. I'm even this morning, I'm so tired. Even my wife said to me, go back to your bed if you want. She could see it in my eyes. Well, and of course, when you live with someone so long, you know there's something wrong, and she knew right away this morning that I'm still not 100%. So I'm just going to loaf about and try and get myself back on my feet. I hope I haven't bored you too much with my feelings, but I'm a bit upset because I had hoped to continue the day yesterday right up till late evening on the Easter Sunday. Boo. And so I was abandoned. So yeah, I'll see how I go through the day. I have to go up over to the surgery and up to the chemist, the pharmacist today sometime, so maybe a good walk in the fresh air will put me back on my feet again. And we'll see. So then to Easter, my Easter Sunday boo ends at 9:20 on Easter Monday, and we'll see how it goes. So bye for now, folks.